Meanwhile, people in Bahrain have taken to the streets to mark the second anniversary of an uprising against the Al Khalifa regime. The protest came as 2 years of crackdown has failed to put an end to opposition demonstrations in the small Persian Gulf kingdom. More details on that now in this report.
Anti-regime demonstrations in Bahrain show no sign of dying down, despite the government's harsh crackdown on dissent. Bahrainis have poured onto the streets across the small Persian Gulf kingdom to mark the second anniversary of the uprising against the Al Khalifa regime. The protesters renewed their call for regime change.
People are going to stand up, as they have for the past 2 years, and demand a say in their lives, a say in their government. So the people are adamant. They are tired of living under the gun of a dictatorship, under a rogue regime, under a military junta like the Al Khalifa.
Saudi-backed regime forces clashed with the protesters in an area outside the capital, Manama. The Bahraini regime has criticized the protests. Manama says the rallies are aimed at influencing the dialogue called by King Hamad. The country's main opposition group, Al-Wafaq, says the Bahraini regime is not serious about the talks. The group has also said that the crackdown on dissent, including the arrest and prosecution of opposition activists, continues. The uprising in Bahrain began on February 14, 2011, amid popular revolts that led to the fall of some other authoritarian regimes in the Middle East and North Africa. But the protests have been harshly repressed. Regime forces have killed scores of people. Large numbers of people have been put in jail, and many more, including professionals like physicians, have lost their jobs for supporting the revolution. Bahrain is a close ally of the US and home to Washington's Fifth Fleet. The American government has remained silent on the ongoing crackdown on protests across the kingdom.
And they have listened to the West claim that they're going to support transitions to democracy, and they're wondering, where is America? Where is the United States? When are they going to support democratic transitions in the Middle East? We have corrupt autocratic governments in the entire Persian Gulf area. And first and foremost amongst these are the Al Khalifa family in Bahrain and the House of Saud in Saudi Arabia. And people
are going. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Osama Al-Arati, who is the president of the Bahraini Medical Association, who's joining us now via Skype from Detroit, Michigan. Sir, thanks, Earl, for joining us now. You know, it has been 2 years now since this revolution began. How do you feel about it at this point?
Well, I really feel very proud of my people in Bahrain. You know, they show their persistence, their insistence. They are in the thousands in the streets protesting, asking for their basic rights. And they are providing a message to the world, message number one to the ruling family in Bahrain. Hey, we are not backing up. We are up to our rights, we are up to our demands, and there is no single moment that we are backing off. And they are sending a message that to the whole world, including the U.S. administration, who says that they support democracy and freedom in the world, but they actually are supporting dictators in the area. Hey, where are you? You just, Mr. Barack Obama, you just gave a message last night, the State of the Union, and you talk about the Arab Spring and that you support democracy. Where is Bahrain from that equation? Come on, do something. This is really unacceptable. And Bahraini's people are in the thousands. They are up to their demand, and they're giving you this message to everyone. We are not backing off. We provided more than 120 martyrs. We were tortured. We were killed. We were jailed. We were insulted. Despite that, we are not backing up. So this message is ongoing, and I think Bahraini's people are very innovative. They are providing this message in different ways. Tonight, which is Wednesday night, the night of February 14, which commemorates the beginning of the revolution of February 14. Everyone on the streets has turned the lights off, and they're saying Allahu Akbar, God is great. And this sound is in the sky of Bahrain to make people's Bahrain loud to the rest of the world. We are here. We are not backing off on our demand. Tomorrow, there will be widespread protests in the whole country. And, you know, this is a message to whoever is sitting for dialogue with the government, hey, you are not, we are not backing up from our demand. You are sitting with for a dialogue. We are here to make sure that there's no single demand that is not met by the government of Bahrain. And you know, all the basic rights, everything is really has to be achieved. We are not forgetting our prisoners. We are not forgetting our leaders who are in jail.
Mr. Al-Aradi, I do apologize for having to interrupt you, but it seems the time has gotten the best of us. We'll have to leave it there for now, but of course, we do appreciate your insight. That was Osama Al-Aradi, president of the Bahraini Medical Association, speaking to us live from Detroit.